And then another variance between states is that some states are what's called attorney search states and some are non-attorney search states. I don't know if this is something that like the Bar Association advocates for. You know, I know we have on our slide that it's based on the unauthorized practice of law by non-attorneys, but I tend to be a little bit more cynical about why this exists, but it is true that in a fair number of states, everything has to be issued sort of through an attorney provider, which can drive cost. And then last couple of fees here, you know, you will pay bring down fees. Certainly if you pull your original title in 2017 and you finance in 2022, you are going to pay to search that 5-year gap. Or even a month gap, if that's what happens. And then there are also some states which are abstract states, which sort of are another complexity, but can have additional fees. More fees: document fees, closing fees, pro forma fees, commitment fees. I usually tell a title company to eat that stuff. If you want my business, you're gonna, you know, waive that, frankly. And now I'm going to talk about endorsements for a few minutes. So, you know, you have your basic title policy, you know, you've ordered your commitment. You're like, this is great. My landowner owns the land. It's awesome. I'm going to keep paying my rent to the landowner. I've got my, you know, commitment, title commitment from the title company. I'm reviewing it. I see there's these pipeline easements. I see that there's, you know, a prior mortgage. So I need to go get an SNDA. And you negotiate all of that, but then you also negotiate a bunch of additional coverages under endorsements. And so, you know, the standard is the ALTA endorsements, and there's 110 of them. Every state has probably a different combination of ALTA endorsements that are available. They might call them different things. They have different numbers. So sometimes in a state, they'll give you a translation. Like in Colorado, you know, ALTA endorsement 28 is Colorado 115. So it's annoying. But you know, when you do this repetitively, it starts to become pretty familiar to you. Texas, again, mentioned early on, highly regulated. So Texas only offers 45 endorsements. And you can't negotiate the language of the endorsement. In a lot of states, most states, you can negotiate some of the language. I tend not to get too worked up about that, but you know, our lenders and tax equity investors often feel very differently. And so where they can, I say, go to town. So again, these endorsements are providing additional coverages that are not covered in a basic title policy. So one that you often see is zoning, which basically is a third party, the title company, guaranteeing that your intended solar or wind or battery storage facility complies with the zoning, that it's zoned appropriately. Texas does not offer a zoning endorsement. There's actually a fair number of states that don't. And zoning endorsements can, in some states, be really expensive. Like I know in Ohio right now, we're working on a project, it's very expensive. And so we'll often go to our lenders and say, look, we're getting you a legal opinion from our outside counsel that all of the zoning is in place and all the permits in place. Do I really need to spend another $150,000 on this? So sometimes you win that battle, sometimes you lose. An access endorsement, you can get either direct or indirect access. It's basically the title company, again, a third party, backstopping that your, you know, wind project in the foothills of Wyoming eventually has a way to reach a public road. And Texas does have a form of access easement. Tax parcels, this is an endorsement that I always think is goofy, but it basically just says if you are a single or in all likelihood multiple tax parcels. You know, the idea probably is that you don't want to be sharing a tax parcel with, you know, that's not part of your project, because then you have, you know, tax lien risk. Texas is not available. Contiguity, that's an endorsement that's based on the title company looking at John Watson's very good survey and confirming that all the parcels actually abut each other and that there's no gaps in between the legal descriptions. And then the same with survey is usually an important endorsement. It's basically the title company. You know, when you get a survey, you, if there's a major error, not that there would be, but if there ever was, you could, in theory, sue the surveying company and their insurance company would step in for some amount of professional liability insurance. But sometimes if there was really a material error in a survey, the damage to your project could be well in excess of, you know, $1 million or $5 million of professional liability insurance. And so the theory with the survey endorsement is that now I get to go against somebody with deep pockets, the title company, if there's a survey issue, except not in Texas.